The DEC recently announced the agreement with the DEP to reduce the impact of discharges from the Ashokan Reservoir into the lower Esopus Creek. The agreement is in the form of a consent order, which has not yet been released, pending the signature of the New York City Comptroller. Here's DEC spokesman Peter Constantakis.
This has gone down to the New York City Comptroller. When he signs it, it's basically just a formality then that it would come back here to see if there were any changes or whatever, and it would be signed here and then basically take effect. And then some of the measures within it would be triggered at certain dates. For example, there is a study that would be done, and basically that would probably start within 60 days of the signed agreement.
That study would be overseen by the DEC. It requires New York City to perform an environmental review of DEP releases from the Ashokan Reservoir, and the public will have the chance to review draft studies and offer input. Also under the agreement, DEP will be required to reduce the duration of any turbid releases or muddied water to the Esopus Creek and limit turbidity in releases that are intended to reduce storm flows downstream of the Ashokan Reservoir. Ulster County Executive Mike Hine has been calling for DEP to pay attention to the turbidity problems in the lower Esopus. He says the consent order is a positive development.
It is a step. Now, the question really is, the devil's going to be in the details. We want to make sure that the people in both the upper Esopus and lower Esopus are protected, our environment is protected. There's clearly pieces of this that have the ability to potentially provide real benefit for our community. Now the question is going to be implementation.
He says one benefit is flushing the creek with more clear water. As DEC's Constantakis explains, the agreement dictates that lower levels of turbidity trigger such clear water releases.
What we're trying to do is, at lower levels of turbidity, which we think are still too high, what will happen is water will be released, and there's different triggers.
Michael Warren is supervisor of Marbletown, one of the lower Esopus municipalities affected by turbid releases. He says at Tuesday's town board meeting, he expects approval of the following resolution.
And Marbletown is interested in exploring the possibility of entering into an agreement with the other municipalities to form a coalition of lower Esopus communities to negotiate on behalf of Marbletown and the other affected municipalities issues and concerns regarding the lower Esopus Creek and watershed. This partnership has the authority to conduct public hearings, do surveys.
He underscores the significance of forming the group.
Well, this is very important for the consent order because now we'll have an official entity dealing with the DEP, the DEC, and have a real strong negotiating position on the consent order.
He says he anticipates all lower Esopus communities to vote in favor of joining the coalition. Saugerties Town Supervisor Kelly Myers says she was frustrated that press releases announcing the consent order were released ahead of any signed consent order, especially with the State Department of Health's draft revisions to New York City's 2007 filtration avoidance determination, currently out for public comment until October 15th.
The two documents go hand in hand. We need to extend the filtration avoidance determination comment period until at least we can read the consent order. I think this is just outrageous. It's another backdoor deal by New York State. You know, it's a couple people in a room making a handshake, and you know, we get the information they feed us. I think it's really, really a terrible injustice.
The so-called FAD would allow DEP to avoid building a filtration system for the Catskill-Delaware watershed, yet does not address turbidity in the lower Esopus because, as state officials have said, the lower Esopus lies outside the New York City watershed. Many officials, therefore, were awaiting the consent order to address issues concerning the lower Esopus. DEC's Constantakis notes that the draft consent order came after input not only from DEP, but from Ulster County officials. Again, here's County Executive Hine.
In the end, the people of Ulster County will only be able to view this as a success when we have a real partnership with the New York City DEP and the New York State DEC, and the people of our community, our environment, and our economy are all protected.
A statement released by DEP Commissioner Carter Strickland says the proposed modifications to the draft consent order are an important step for New York City and DEP's neighbors along the lower Esopus Creek. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.